CBC star Gian Gameschi has been fired over supposed information the public broadcaster recently got that it says precludes it, that's the CBC word, from continuing to employ Gameschi. Shortly after CBC announced that he was out, Gameschi released news that he was launching a $50 million lawsuit claiming breach of confidence and bad faith. He later said he's been the target of harassment, vengeance, and demonization, all of this playing out very much on the public stage. On the line to talk about it, employment lawyer Howard Levitt. Howard, welcome to Zoomer Radio.
Hi, Dale. Thanks for having me.
Looking at this case from the outside, Howard, what were your initial thoughts when you heard about it?
Well, I thought that this has nothing to do with the law and everything to do with PR and strategy. That's what I thought. Look, he knows, and his lawyers know, that the case isn't worth $50 million or $1 million or $500 or even $1, because you can't sue civilly if you're a member of a collective agreement bargaining unit. If you're unionized, you can't sue. You've forfeited your rights to wrongful dismissal.
So
all they can do is grieve and hope to get his job back before an arbitrator. So it's all nonsense.
I remember in all my CBC contracts I had years ago, there was always a line or two in it anyway that said if I did anything to harm or besmirch the reputation of the CBC, I was out in my ear anyway.
Well, that's also true. The reality is, even in a union arbitration context, if you damage the image, the brand of your employer, it's cause for discharge. And it doesn't have to be criminal activity, although if you look at the allegations in the Toronto Star today, it is criminal activity.
Well, if it isn't, you can see it from there. It's certainly awfully close, isn't it?
Well, the allegations are non-consensual physical violence.
Yeah, yeah.
That's called assault and battery.
Yeah, yeah. How do you see this playing out then? I mean, it's on the public stage. I guess that's where it's going to be. Gian Gameschi himself has hired a big troubleshooting communications firm to help him deliver the proper message. We're going to be witnessing the battle of messages here, aren't we?
Well, doesn't that bespeak something itself? He's not so disingenuous if he has to hire a PR firm. He himself is master of the media. He is the media, or has been the media. He's a great guy in terms of social media, in terms of commanding the media, in terms of knowing what the message is, and he has to go to an outside PR firm. I think that bespeaks something that isn't very favorable to him by itself.
Yeah, yeah. What does this do in terms of people who are fired and it winds up being in the public sphere this way? I mean, this is very much the way things are done these days. Don't bother going into a court of law. Just let your message get out on social media. Hire the big suits with their tailor-made messages, and you're fine.
Well, except he won't be fine. As soon as this case reaches a courtroom, it'll be thrown out in its ear with costs against him, and he must know that. So I don't think this case is going anywhere, this lawsuit. Now, maybe the arbitration case is, but I got to tell you, if given the type of contract you signed when you were at the CBC, if he engaged in the kind of activity that's being alleged, he'll lose.
Well, of course,
those about preserving his reputation, getting another job, I presume.
Yeah, those contracts were in my time at the CBC and the various contracts I had. Everybody signed contracts like that, and it said in so many words, behave yourself or we'll fire you for sure and we'll have cause.
Even in the union regime where there are no collective agreement clauses like that, that's the law.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what are we left with here? We're left with this a spectacular show on the public stage involving probably one of the CBC's most notable personalities these days.
Well, it's become Ray Rice North, hasn't it? What happened with Donald Sterling and Ray Rice in the States, now that was just a prelude to what's going on here.
You can wind up losing a whole team.
Well, you can wind up losing a great deal. If you're Gian Gameschi, maybe he would have been better off just being very quiet and going and fading away if he thought he had that opportunity.
Yeah, but
this may be an act of desperation to bespeak nothing but that.
But if you look at it from another point of view, people who live in the public eye, they're vulnerable to these kinds of things, and it's difficult for them to fade away. If they fade away, they've just kissed goodbye their career.
Well, you come back a little bit later when it's a little quieter. But right now, if this is all people remember Gian Gameschi for, assuming the Star allegations are what comes out, then he's in then it will be remembered a very long time. Ray Rice will never work in the NFL again, and if the allegations are as purported, Jean Gomes will never work in Canadian media again, in my view.
Well, even the fact that they are out there unsubstantiated and certainly not tested in a court of law, they are still out there and people are not likely to forget.
No, they won't.
Mm. Howard, thanks very much for giving us your thoughts on this this spectacle that's going on at the CBC.
Anytime.
All right.
Happy to help.
Take care now.
Bye.
All right, bye for now.